Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. I love how honest you and Greg both are about coming into marriage. You're like, we're two different people with different tastes. And when things got hard, Aaron, that's when most people would say, I married the wrong person. They would check out. But when I look at what you guys have now, you know, it's like you wouldn't trade it for anything, but you persevered. So go back to that place. Some of the thoughts that went through your mind as a young married person going, what in the world have I done? And what was the tipping point that started to turn things around for you?
You know, really, the exact thing that you said, did I marry the wrong person? I mean, we both were thinking that, and we didn't know what to do. We hadn't done real quality premarital education, which we scream from the top of the mountainside, hillsides now, that that is such a key to a successful marriage. But we hadn't done that. I thought he would know it all because he was Gary Smalley's son. Well, in many ways, he thought he knew it all, but that left me.
That was a problem, too.
Yes, that was a whole nother issue. But, you know, 1 year and 1 month, 13 months into our marriage, we found out we were pregnant. And kind of not our timing, but very much God's timing, which it turned out to be for the very best, because it really made us realize we have to grow up here. We have to start doing this differently. We really got stuck, especially around conflict. We didn't understand that conflict can actually be a blessing in your relationship if you walk through it in a healthy way. And we definitely did not. And so really, Taylor, who's now 20, was kind of the key to us going, okay, we've got to do this differently. We're in this for the long haul. We said, you know, divorce isn't going to be an option for us. And so how do we do this in a way that works? And that's honoring to both of us and to the Lord.
Well, Aaron, you heard my question at the top of the show about how do we as women, how can we and do we influence our marriage, whether we realize it or not? I would love for you to answer that question.
You know, again, so often who we want to focus on is the other person. You know, I've had lots of fun for many years focusing on what Greg is doing or is not doing. And the bottom line is that is an option in a marriage relationship to do that, but it's not going to ultimately get you where you want to be in this relationship. When you're focusing on them and criticizing them and nagging them about what they are or aren't doing, it steals an opportunity you have for you. That is, if you focus on who you can control, and that's you, that you have an amazing influence in the relationship, because how you show up will impact the other person. It's kind of like playing ping pong, that when you serve the ball differently or, you know, put a spin on the ball, it's going to impact how that person hits it back.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.